Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin. This Perek discusses Eliyahu HaNavi withholding rain from Yisrael and Eliyahu miraculously bringing a dead child back to life. In the previous Perek, we ended with a man named Chiel who tried rebuilding the cursed city of Jericho. Yahushua had cursed anyone who was to rebuild that city that their children will die. 500 years later, Chiel had the audacity to rebuild the city of Jericho, and his children had died. The Matsudas, Rashi, and the Radak bring the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Yud Amud Beis, after Chiel's children had died, Eliyahu HaNavi and Achab, the king of Yisrael, wanted to visit Chiel for Shiva. Initially, Eliyahu was reluctant to go. However, Hashem told Eliyahu, "Whatever you decree, I, Hashem, will follow and listen to your words." Upon reaching the Shiva house, Eliyahu told Chiel, "Your children died because of the curse of Yahushua." Achab, who was there, responded, "Why was the curse of Yahushua fulfilled and not the curse of Moshe? As it says in the Torah, if Yisrael does avodah zarah, then there will be a drought. Surely Moshe was greater than Yahushua." Immediately upon hearing this, Eliyahu decreed a drought to happen for Yisrael and stop the rain from falling. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitoshve Gilad Al Achav, Eliyahu Anavi said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amadati Lefanav, I swear by Hashem's name as I stand in front of you. Imiyah Hashanim Ha'ele Talu Mater Ki'im Lufi Devari. There won't be any rain or dew during the years except when I, Eliyahu, say so. The Yerushalmi and Erevin, Hey Amr Aleph brings, Eliyahu was a new Navi and his Rebbe was Achiyah HaShulani. After all the years Eliyahu had studied under Achiyah HaShulani, it was considered as if Eliyahu had studied under Hashem himself. Hashem then told Eliyahu to travel to Nachal Kris, the Kris Brook, where Hashem will miraculously supply Eliyahu with food from ravens. The ravens would bring Eliyahu food all day long and drink, and Eliyahu would drink from the brook at night. 1 year later, the brook had dried up because Eliyahu still did not let it rain. So this explains why ravens? Because Hashem wanted a cruel animal to sustain Eliyahu with kindness as a reminder to Eliyahu not to be cruel to Yisrael by not letting it rain. The voracious robber brings, what does it mean that Arovim, ravens, would bring Eliyahu food? Rabbi Yehuda explains, there was a town named Orev in close proximity to Nachal Kris, and the residents of that town, Orev, would bring Eliyahu food. However, Rabbi Nehemiah explains, there were indeed ravens who would bring food from the table of Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, to Eliyahu. The Lekach Tov in Bereishis explains, at the time when Noach built the Teva, Hashem and Noach were debating whether or not the raven should come and enter the Teva. When Hashem saw the ravens were going to bring food many generations later to the Tzaddik Eliyahu, Hashem realized the ravens' purpose and let them live by saving them from the Mabul and entering the Teva. In Pasuk Ches, Vahidvar Hashem Alav Lemor, then Hashem said to Eliyahu, Kum Lech Sarfasa Asher Litzidon V'yishavta Sham, go to a different location, Hinei Tzavis Yisham Isha Almana L'chalkalecha, I have commanded a widowed woman to sustain you. Upon reaching the city, Eliyahu met the widow and asked her for water and bread. The widow responded by getting Eliyahu water, but not bread. The widow swore by Hashem's name she has only enough flour and oil to make one cookie for her and her son to share. They were planning on eating it and then dying due to the famine in the land from no rain. Eliyahu commanded the woman to have no fear, to first make a cookie for himself, then for her family, as Hashem will make a miracle that the oil jug and flask will not run out of flour and oil as long as there's no rain. As Hashem is the sole provider of food on earth, Hashem can do what he sees fit. This happened for 1 year. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayihi Achar Advar Meila, after this occurred, Chala Ben Ha'isha Ba'alas Habayis, the woman's child became sick. Vayihi Chelu Chazak Me'od, and he became very sick. Ad Asher Lo Nosra Bo Neshama, until all his breath had completely left him and he had died. The woman turned to Eliyahu and said, why did you come here? To exacerbate my sins. The Mephoreshim explained the woman felt she was under great scrutiny by Hashem because she was hosting the tzaddik. And Pasuk Yetesru Chavdalid, which is the end of the parak, Eliel then took the boy from the woman, carried the boy in his arms, and brought the boy upstairs. Eliyahu prayed to Hashem, the boy shouldn't die. Eliyahu then laid on top of the boy 3 times to provide the seemingly already dead boy's body with warm heat. In Pasuk of Aleph, Vayomer, and he davened to Hashem and said, Hashem, Elokai, Tashavna nefesh hayelad hazeh al kirbo, return this boy's soul immediately. Hashem listened to Eliyahu and returned the soul of the boy's body. Eliyahu grabbed the boy and brought him down to his mother and said, your son is alive. The woman said to Eliyahu, now I truly know you're a man of God. The Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer brings, who was the boy? None other than Yonah, the future Navi. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.